Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We are up to the Chaf Amud Beis by the beginning of the new Perek. Ready? Here we go. What? Yeah, we're done with the Agadata, and we're done with yesterday's interesting, very interesting Daf. And now we are back to Nedarim. Big time. Ready? Here we go. Arba Nedarim, there are four Nedarim that Hitiru Chachamim. The Chachamim Matir. Now, we're going to see, does that mean that it's totally mutter than these, if you say these statements? Or does it mean you have to go to the Chacham to get a matir? Like we said yesterday, the neder about by an Amah Aretz, you have to go get it undone. For a Chacham, it's not a neder. So a similar idea here. There are four nedarim, Haitiru Chachamim. Number one, Nidre Zeruzin. Nidre Zeruzin, how do they translate that in English?
Motivation.
Motivation, excellent word. Nidre Zeruzin are nedarim that you say just to motivate yourself. Or to motivate someone else, as we're going to see. So it's not really a neder. You don't really, when you say, I'm not going to eat that cookie, yeah, you say it, but you really say it because you're on a diet. You don't really want to ask for the cookie because it'll bring closer to Hashem and things like that. So we're going to spend the whole daf today is only on this one.
Correct.
So what is the gedarim of this halacha? That if you say a neder's reason, it's not a neder. What are the parameters of that? Isn't every neder a neder's reason? Isn't every neder some way to motivate yourself? Why else, unless it's an anger, why else are you making a neder, right? So it's either an anger or this.
Exactly.
Right? So what else is it?
Well, there are a lot of them you want to become closer to Hashem.
Right. So isn't that...
That's motivation.
That motivation?
That's motivating yourself for the Kutcher Bricho, not necessarily for yourself.
What do you mean?
It
doesn't say why it's motivational. Right? It doesn't say why. It doesn't say what way. There's motivation. Isn't that like 90% of the Dharm? So we'll try to answer that question. Number two is Nidre Havai. Nidre Havai are exaggerations. I make a neder, I'm going to fly to the moon. You're not flying to the moon. That's ridiculous. It's just exaggerated things. So those aren't Nidharm. Right? I make a neder, I won't eat the cookie if I fly to the moon. So, something like that. Some exaggeration, it's not true. So what is it? Exaggeration. People talk like that, right? People talk like that. Number three, Nidre Shgagos, a neder that you made by mistake. What kind of mistake? We'll get to it. It's a mistake. And number four, Nidre Onsin, the neder that you were forced to make. What does that mean? We'll get to that also. No, I'm sorry, not forced. It's an accident. An ones. I didn't mean to say forced. It's an ones. What is the parameters of ones? What's the difference between ones and shogeg? We'll get to that later in the week. Okay? Now the Mishnah is only going to first focus on the first one. Nidre Zeruzin Ketzad. What's an example of Nidre Zeruzin? What's an example of Nidre Zeruzin? Hayamocha Chefetz. You're selling an object. V'omar, and you say, Konim, I make a neder. She'ini poches l'cha min hasela. I am not going to accept less than four. A sela is four dinar. I'm not going to take a neder. I make a neder. I'm not going to accept for this item less than four dinar. Right? V'hala omar, and the buyer says, Konim, well, I make a neder. She'ini mosif l'cha al shekel. I'm not going to pay more than two dinar. A shekel is two dinar. Right? So what did they both mean when making the darim?
No.
I'm not going to take less than four. Oh yeah, well, I'm not going to give more than two.
Well, they're handling.
They're handling, exactly. Son of Neder. Exactly. So therefore, Shneihem Rotsin v'shlosha dinarim. We settle for three.
But it's not really...
So that's an example. Does it a net? Now, if you take three...
If you take three,
didn't both of them violate their Neder?
That's right.
Both of them violated. One said not less than four, and one said I'm not giving more than two. And they ended up selling it for three. Shouldn't they both violate it? The answer is no, because like you said, it was handling. And you go into it knowing that's what's going to happen. Right?
So it's not really...
So it's not a neder.
Right.
Right? There we go.
It's the opening statement.
Thank you. Exactly. It's an opening statement. Exactly. Look at the rod on top. What does it mean, Shnehen Rotsin b'shlosha dinar? They both wanted three. What does that mean, they both wanted three? Because it's not a normal place. You walk into a store and that's the price and you can't argue with that. It's not Costco. Right? It wasn't like that. The price is $4.99. I have to pay $4.99. No, I'm not going to... I make a neder to the guy in Costco. I'm not going to pay more than $2.99. Don't throw you out. It wasn't like that. In those days, it was different, right? So when you knew, if I ask, whatever I ask for, I'm not going to get, and whatever I offer, I'm not going to pay. It's always going to be different. So you go into that, it's like the shuk. You go into it knowing whatever he asks you is a joke, and whatever you offer is a joke. Right? And you'll settle at some price in the middle. Right? So the Ran says, on top, Shamocher, when you sell, Hayadaito Lushlosha. You wanted three all along. That was your price. That was your price. Volonis chavin binidro. Why are you making neder for? Ela lazares is halokeach, to spur on the lokeach, the buyer. Shelo yamad al dial to shomar beis dinron. That when he says two, that's not acceptable. V'sheyaskim b'shlosha, you'll settle on three. V'chein halokeach, that's the same with the buyer. This chavin l'shlosha, he also has in mind to pay three. By the way, because that's the going rate. The going rate is it's worth three. That's the going rate, right? V'lon is kavin el lazaret hamocher. Why did he say it? He said it to give a heads up to the mocher. Sheyaskim lakach. He shouldn't be acceptable to this. V'lo yaman al dait to shiomer she'arba dinran. Not that the guy shouldn't think you're not getting four. Don't think for a minute you're getting four, right? Now, umishum hachi. This is the reason lo chayel nidra. The neders are not chal. Right now, the Ran says something very interesting. He says v'taima. Dilamilsa, what's the reason for this? Lafi shadarkan shel mocher v'lokeach bekach. That's the way that people buy and sell items back then. That's the way they did it. Umishum, listen to this. Umishum hachi. That's why lo mikri dvarim shebelev. That you could have an argument to say, well, this is dvarim shebelev, ain't a dvarim. You make a neder about two. You make a neder about four. Don't worry about it. It's not a dvarim over here. Well, why not? Right? Don't worry about it. There's no dvarim over here. So we'll settle up for three. What do you mean? Dvarim shebelev. Oh, I said it because in my heart, I knew that if I offer, I have to offer higher than what I really want, and he's going to offer lower than what he really wants to pay. I knew that. Don't we have a rule called dvarim shebelev, ain't no dvarim? It counts for what you speak, not what's in your heart. So the Ran says, yeah, but everyone knows this. Therefore what? So look at the rush. It's the first rush on the page. It's such tiny letters. He says, "V'lo ha'yibelibam l'shem neder." Don't worry about the heart issue. Don't worry about that. Why? Ela hamocher neder lazares halokeach. The seller spurs on the buyer. She Yosef damim that he should up the price a little bit. V'kein halokeach k'dis shi'afchos hamocher midmei amekach. And the buyer does it that the guy should lower the price a little bit. Hilkach lo have neder. It's not a neder. To be eaten piv v'libo shavin. That's another thing you have to have. Your piv and your lev have to be in sync. Here they're not in sync. You're making these outlandish demands, and you have no. And your heart's not. You know you're not going to get those demands, right? So did we answer the question about dvarim shebelev and dvarim? What's the answer? The answer is everybody does it. It's known beforehand. This is how people act. What's the answer here exactly?
It's a negotiating point.
It's a negotiating ploy. Therefore, what? Therefore, dvarim shebelev ain't a dvarim. It's not a problem.
What you're saying, it's the opening statement to get to
it. Right. So the afa. Right. So the Ran says the rush says afa gaf the dvarim shebelev ain't on dvarim. We know we have a rule like that, right? V'im yomer hanoder kachal yebelivi shenadarti. I really don't. I really meant this. Is when I made the neder, that's what I meant. Lo amrin and basa machshavaso hecha demuchach milsa kihacha shekin darach kol mocher v'lochin lasan tkein. This is the way people behave when they go buy and sell.
Okay, so
oh, 1 second. Azlinan. Therefore, basa dvarim shabel einan dvarim shabel azlinan basa dvarim shabelay. Therefore, we follow what's in your heart, and your heart was I didn't really mean a neder. What I meant was that's how we negotiate. It's a negotiating ploy. That's how everyone behaves. I can't be the only one not to do that. I won't have any business. That's what everyone does. I made a neder. That's part of the game. So don't worry about dvarim shebelev. So did we answer the question really?
No, that makes me more confused.
Why?
Because we start at the beginning. Way at the beginning, everything we do is exactly what he said. We never go into all of a sudden, what's the machshava behind it?
Right.
Never. All of a sudden, when you start dealing with...
With machshavas.
Is that machshava?
So maybe that's the chiddush of this Mishnah.
With different circumstances.
Maybe that's the chiddush.
No, we didn't deal with circumstances because we know what he said.
Right, so the question, the number one question of this Masechta was, why don't you ask the guy what he meant?
Exactly.
That was the number one question of the Masechta. A guy says, Konim Lo. Oh, he asked himself, what would you...
Those words don't even mean anything.
And he made himself also in everything.
Now, all of a sudden, let's take into
account the guy. Now, take into account what he's thinking. So it's a good question. So listen, the Ra'at and the Rosh are both bothered by this. They were both bothered by it. So what's the answer they both gave? They both said, but everyone does it like this. Right?
No, because I'm telling you, you've got to take circumstances into account. If I'm inside a store, it's different than if I'm inside, standing on the street and saying, me too.
Right, or you're looking at something like a plate of desserts.
Exactly.
Right? And say, oh, you know what? I really am on a diet. I'm going to make a nedir. That way I won't eat it. Right? Then what kind of nedir? You only made half a nedir. You didn't really make a nedir. You only made it. Well, that's what he said. And here, we're taking circumstances into account. And if you take circumstances into account, dvarim shem b'lev, ain't a dvarim. Right? It's not a problem. And dvarim shem b'lev is dvarim. Right? Because you never meant to make an edi. You just meant to negotiate.
Like I said, that is the same. That's why
what?
They're characterized differently.
Okay, so
this is called the motivational nether, and these are the rules that are applicable to it.
Right, I hear?
That's almost everyone.
But, so it's a big chiddush, because if you think about it, all nedarim are motivational nedarim. No?
No.
Well, yes.
Why?
I like Yoni's distinction before.
Which
it
is?
It used to be something that is nothing to do with getting motivation. It has to do with motivation. Their own.
Well, there's some kind of not to eat the cookie. Is some kind of motivation. For whatever reason, you don't want to eat it. You don't want to eat it. You don't want the diet. You don't like the person who made it. You don't like the person who gave it to you. Whatever it is.
Right.
So, what? You make it's a motivational nether. I don't want to go near that thing.
That's different from a nether like Naziris.
Well, it's also motivational. I want to get closer to God. I saw a sota. It freaked me out. I want to get closer to God. Whatever it is.
But that's not getting closer to Hashem. That's in the same category.
But there is no close to Hashem in anything it says inside any nedarim.
I hear. It's now, interesting.
I'm going to put Hashem in this whole thing. What's he have to do with it?
That's the ultimate look
at Shara. I hear. It's an interesting question. Okay? Now, it says the Gemara like this. I brought Dvar Petiru Chachamim. There are four nedarim that the Chachamim mattered. So David, there are four nedarim that if you make a neder, we'll just briefly... One of them was called Nedire's Reason, which is a motivational neder. The Mishnah gave an example. You say, I want to pay your salary. So I'm selling that item for four. I make a neder, I'm not going to take less than four. The buyer says, I make a neder, I'm not going to pay less than two. Says the Mishnah, you really went through all... Both of you went through all along, it's not a neder. Okay? Why? You just... That's how people act in the store, right?
It's like a flea market.
Exactly, it's like
a
flea market.
You expect to
hire. But you said the word nether, it doesn't mean you don't mean that.
Right.
Exactly. We said it five times. But you don't even if you say the word nether, you don't really mean that. I'm a layer of Abba, Bar Mamma of Ami, Amartala Mishmaid Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Man Tana Abar Nadarm. Who taught this? Who's the one who taught this idea? Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Mishum Rab Tarfon, who said the name of Tarfon. The case was like this. There's two people, Reuven and Shimon over here. And they see a guy coming. And Reuven says, ooh, who's that? If that's Levi, I'll be a Nazir. And Shimon says, if that's not Levi, I'll be a Nazir. So now, no matter what, one of them should be a Nazir, no? Because it's either Levi or it's not Levi. So it says the Gemara, Reb Tarfon said, La'olam ein echad mehem Nazir. None of them are Nazir. Neither of them are Nazir. How could that be? Lefi, shalonit Nazir is el lahafla. Naziris only works, and so to all Nadarim, if there's a concrete, clear expression. If that's what's his name, then I'll be... Yeah, if it's not what's his name, you can't see, he's too far away. Okay, that's not a neder. Right? You have to be clear what you're saying. Right?
an unconditional
statement of clarity. Hafla means expression. Has to be expression. Not tanoyim. There's no tanoim by Nadar. If that's what's his name, then... Not if that's what's his name. Right? That's not an expression. It's not a clear expression. It's a condition. There's no such thing by conditions by Nadar. Therefore what?
If it rains tomorrow, it's the same thing.
In the Hanami. So we had yesterday. If the pile is over here, if there's X number of saw in the pile, I'll become a Nazir. And then what happened? It got stolen. Right? So the Gemara asked yesterday, right? We said this yesterday. Why do we need to know that it got stolen? Maybe it was Friday. Even if it didn't get stolen, it's not a good nether because it's on a condition. Yeah. And the answer was no. Tell the other shita. The other shita was so machmer. That is a good nether. He holds.
How do you distinguish the case with the I don't sleep today, I sleep tomorrow.
So maybe they don't hold like this, right? So anyway, the Ran says in the first round of the Gemara, who had the darim? This is talking about a nazir. It says around a nether does the same thing. The iskash linaziris the lochail imke nikabel below tonight. According to this shita, there can't be a tanai. Hilkach, therefore, mocher v'lokeach, shetalu nedarim b'tanai, they made the nethers in a tanai, afal pisha overall tanai, lo chayla nidraihu. Right? What does that mean?
Therefore
it's not a nether.
It's not binding.
Therefore it's not binding, right? No. What?
They need to make a clear statement that I don't want to go below four. Why? That's not vague.
I hear.
You know what I mean? That's not the, like, yeah. Tonight.
No, it's the concept of the whole, he's in a deal for humbling. I'm not going below that, but I'll go above that. It's not a set.
No, he's not.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's not a set thing. You're not making a set price.
And it's four.
No, he said, not less than four. So I hear you, but then my Rava, all my Rava says make a difference. I feel Tam or Rabbanan. It can even be the Rabbanan. Mi Katani Shnehem Rotsu? Does it say that both of them wanted? Shnehem Rotsin Katani. That's what the Mishnah said, right? We said that one said not less than four. One said I'm not giving more than two. And they said let's three. Top four words of the page. Shnehem Rotsin Bishlosha Dinar. They both wanted three dinar. What's the difference between Rotsu and Rotsin? What's the difference? So the Ran says, Kolomar, it's the Ran that starts off with the word Rava. Kolomar, Demasnesin, Dinidre, Zeruzin, Lav Misham Haflahi. Has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with expression or not. Like you said, there's not a Tanai. Has nothing to do with expression. Elam Misham Sheshamu Chachamim, the Chachamim evaluated, the Chachamim understood, the Daitam Shalom Nidro, Bedafka, Ela Lazares. It wasn't a real nether. It was just to bargain. It was just a bargaining tool. Demi ktani rotsu? Does it say they wanted it? Shehe mashmuuso shirotsu leba. I'm sorry. Demi ktani rotsu? She mashmuuso shirotsu lebasof? Ella, look at the next round. The next shneim rotsin ktani. Demashma mitchilu viatsof. They always had this in mind. From beginning to end, this was in their mind. That's what rotsin means. Rotsin means it was in their mind from beginning. When I said four, I really meant three. When I said two, I really meant three. In their mind, the whole time was like that. It was like that the whole time. So it's not an edder. So you have nothing to do with the issue of it's not expressed, if that's what's his name, I'll be a nazir, if that's not what's his name. Nothing to do with all that issue. It's a whole separate thing. You know what? It wasn't even an edder. They said words like the Dharm. Yeah, it sounds like an edder, but it's not an edder. Why? It's just bargaining. That's what we said all along. Now, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, listen to this. Amalo Tfei Sela. What if one says, I'm not going to settle for less than five? I'm making neder, I must get five. The Hala Amar Batzer Mishekel. And the other one says, I'm not going to give less than three. Right? Now, Nidrahu? Is that a neder? Oh, Zerizin Havi. Or is that Zerizin? What's the difference here now?
What's the case there?
What?
Five.
Tfei misela, more than five, so at least five. Sell is four, so it's at least, I'm not going to take at least less than five. And the other one says, I'm not going to give less than three. Right? So now we're talking about more numbers, there's more numbers here. Before, the only number left was three. Here.
The only difference is going to be a bigger discount for one of them.
Exactly, so now maybe I would say, that's an edder now.
No,
this is not just bargaining.
No, that's just a negotiation with a bigger discount.
So, Amalei Tanina, we learned, Hayamisarev Bechaveiro, if somebody was urging his friend, Shiochal Etzlo, to come eat by him for a meal, he doesn't want to go. He doesn't like him really. He doesn't want to go. Vamalo, no! Kona Bechecha Shari Nechnas. I make a ned, I'm not going to go into your house. Or, Tipas Tzonein Shani Toin. I'm not even going to have one drop of your cold liquid in your house, your cold drink. Not a drop. Mutter lechanes lebeisel. You're allowed to go into his house. Felishtos haymenutonein, and you're allowed to go drink by the guy. Why? Because you didn't really make a neder. Why not? Now I shlonas kavin zeh el l'shom achil v'shtia. What you really meant to say was, I don't really want to eat by you,
right.
By you. But of course, you didn't mean not to go into his house, and you didn't mean that you would never take a drink from the guy. I v'amai v'atipas snon kamar. But you said you're not going to take a drink, a drop of water. Ella. Mishtoi inish. That's how people talk. Hachanami mishtoi inish hachi. Same way, that's how people talk. And it's also not a neder. Like you said, what's the difference if the bargaining is a bigger gap? It's still bargaining. That's how people are. That's how people talk. And therefore, it's not a neder. Exactly.
It's a very fine line. And the rest of
it's a very fine line.
We had all these weird, vague, you know...
And we never... That was Mati's question before. And we never went into the Machshava. And all of a sudden here, well, what did he mean? He didn't mean it.
And they were very more unclear in previous ones.
Much more unclear. Right? They said these words are not even Hebrew words. They don't even know what they mean.
Yeah. We're going back to the beginning of the chapter where we said that words have meaning, and here we're saying just the opposite.
What?
Not necessarily that words have meaning.
Right.
You could have these kind of situations where it's just a bargaining point. But it's not that specific yet.
All right, look at the round on the bottom of the page, the last round, second to bottom line. Alma, what do you see from here? Afagav denachis dul diyuka. Even though it would be totally acceptable, totally proper to make a diuk, vishenis rachek harbe, he wanted to stay far away, mima shahaya rota chaveiro shiochel, that he didn't really want to go to the guy to eat, shari osar alatmo, afilu drisas regal. I'm not even walking into your house. Right? He made an edel like that. He didn't mean a neder. Well, guys, I'm not even paying less than one, three. It's the same thing. It's the same bargaining, the same exaggeration. It doesn't count. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara says, Amale, me dummy. Is that even comparable? Hasam, Gabet Sonain, Gait Sonain. What did he say? He said, I don't want to eat with you. Right? So tzaddikim, omrim ma'at, they say very little, v'osin harve, and they do a lot. Right? They say very little, they do a lot. That's a tzaddikim talk. They promise very little, but they come through in a lot more. Right? Rosh Hashanah, exact opposite. They promise you the world, they don't do anything. So they promise you very little, and it does a lot. So what does that mean? What does that mean that they do a lot? What does that mean? Right? What he meant to say was, I'm not making a neder. I just want you to stop bothering me. Stop bothering me. Stop inviting me. I don't want to come. My neder wasn't really a neder, but that's what it means. I said very little. I won't even have a drink of water with you, but I really don't want to come to you at all. But it's not a neder. Hacha, but over here, seikahu. It's a suffix. Dilma, pachos misela, v'yoser al shekel ka'amar. Maybe one said less than five, and one said less than three, one said more than five. This reason have they, and it's reason. Oh, Dilma Dafka Kamar. No, they meant the Dafka Vinidra have they, and it's specific. It's neder, and the answer is Tibaya, which is a teku. Okay. Next.
Why is it considered tzaddik? Refusing meditation.
It's just a statement that a tzaddik says a little and does a lot. That's all. Okay. Next. Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Asi. Arba nedarim halalu, tzrichin chayel l'chacham. These four nedarim, if you make a neder like this with this bargaining, it's not that it doesn't count. You have to go to a chacham and get it undone. This is for everybody. We start off the parak, I'm sorry. How did the parak start off? Arba nedarim, tzrichin chachamim. What does that mean, the chacham will matter these four? That they're not in the Darim? Oh yeah, you gotta go to a Chacham and get it undone. So till now we've been learning that it's not even a nether. Now he comes along, who's this? Rav Asi? And says, no, you have to go to a Chacham and get it undone. Right?
Why is there another nether?
What? You'll see why in a second. Kamrisu kamei de Shmuel, when I told this over to Shmuel, Amar, he said, Tana tani abba nedarim, hitiru chachamim. So what do you mean? The Mishnah says there are four nedarim that don't count. They're not in the Darim. The Atam Arta, Tzrichin Sheil L'Chacham? You tell me you gotta go to a Chacham? Where'd you get that from? So it's a machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Asi, right? Rav Yosef masni l'alha shmaitza b'holishna. Rav Yosef said, no. This machlokas between Rav Asi and Shmuel is about a different topic. Not about our Mishnah. It's about a different topic. What's the topic? Amar v'dam Rav Asi. Ein chacham rishai lahatir ela ke'ein arba nedarim halalu. Any chacham who wants to be matir any neder can only do it under one of these four nedarim, under one of these four excuses. Kasafar, what does that mean? Ein poskin b'charata. You don't start off a neder with charata. We said yesterday, there's two ways to undo a neder. Charata and Pesach. What's charata? Charata means that I really regret making that neder. I wish I wouldn't have made that neder. I regret making the neder. That's a very easy way. And then you're going to undo the neder. You're gonna mevatel the neder. That's a very easy way out. I regret it. I was angry. I was upset. I was depressed. I made a neder. I wish I wouldn't have made that neder. That's called charata. That's very easy. The other way of doing it is called pesach. What does pesach mean? Pesach means you tell the guy, did you know that when you asked yourself for potato chips, that you weren't going to eat potato chips? Yeah, I knew that. And did you know you were going to miss the International Potato Chip Festival? Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I forgot about that one. So you're saying, had you known the following would have occurred, would you ever have made the nether? The answer is, if he says no, then he can undo the nether. It's almost the same thing. It's a little different. It's harder to do it. Harder to undo it. It's more involved. Charat means, I feel bad, I made the nether. Everybody does that. Pesach means, did you know? Yeah, I knew. You knew about the international festival? Yeah, I knew about that one. So how am I undoing it? With Pesach. So if you only use Pesach, it's harder to undo it. Right? We're going to see a Gemara tomorrow. You're going to try to come to the Minat Mat of the Nether. I think it's Reb Nachman. He says, did you know this would happen? Yeah, I knew. What about this? I knew that also. What about this? I knew that also. What about this? I knew that also. He says, Reb Nachman got all angry at him. He says, what did you come to be Mat of the Nether to me for? He says, did you know that you'd make Reb Nachman angry? No, that I didn't know. It's okay, now we're Mat of the Nether. Right? So he says, the Pesach is something different. So it's harder. So you see from here, Kasavra ain't posting the Charata. That we don't start well for Charata. We're much more Machmir. Why? We use these four things. Havai, exaggeration, all these things. Did you know? Right? Hahu, the Asal came into Ravuna. There was someone who came in front of Ravuna. Amalei, Libcha Alech? Right? In other words, was your heart set on this? In other words, it's Pesach. Did you know that if you made this neder, these consequences would occur? Right? Amalei lo. I didn't know that. Right?
I think that's charata, isn't it?
No, because it's another step
in the one second.
I think that's charata.
No, that's Pesach has a few steps that he
could do. No, I think did he have your...
Yeah, you're right. He's right. It's charata. Libcha alecha. Do you have charata about it right now? In other words, the opposite. Libcha alecha. Amalei lo. So the Ran says, look at the Ran, the last Ran in the skinny lines. Klomar shlomitoch yishev adas nadarti betchila. I didn't have yishev adas. Lefikach ani mischaret kishen adarti meolam. I regret it. When we shumachi shire, he said it's good. You have to libcha alecha is a lo is a question. I'm like, low, like, no, of course not. Of course not that I do. Right? For Shairi, he mastered it. Why? Because he held from Charata. Hud asla kameh de rabba bar Ravuna. I'm like, ilu have asar b'nei adam shiach sikha b'osa shah. If there would have been 10 people there telling you how awesome you are at the time you made the neder, me, nadarta, would you have made that neder? I'm like, low, absolutely not. Vitiru, they mastered it. Now, Tanya... It says Tanya, so the Rosh says this means this is Tanya Namihachi or Lema Kitanoi. It's a the Dorav is a funny lesson. That's what it means. Not Tanya wrote to the Brisa. We're going to say the same people. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Omrim Lo La Adam Leiv Ze Alecha Yev Charata Im Amar Lav. If he says no, meaning I have Charata Mutarin Oso, then we're matter for him. That's like Rav Huna. Had there been then people there, right? Im amar lav mutarin also, which means he holds like Rabbi Yosi that in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that only charata, right? That bedafne charata. Okay.
How about Pesach?
I don't know.
Why don't we talk about Pesach case?
We're gonna get to it tomorrow. Simon, Asi, Ve'elazar, Yochanan, V'yanai. Okay, we'll do the first one. Hahu, the Asa, L'kamedra, V'asi. Somebody came in front of Asi. Amalei, Kadu, Tohis. Right? Which Duran says, do you have Charata, Meikara, that you made this nether? Amalei, Lo. He said, no. In other words, of course I do. Like, no. Like, come on, of course I do. Right? Vishayre, and he mattered it. Right? Says the Ran. Kasavar, poschin b'charata. Charata, do you regret it? Yeah. V'chitem of Rav Asi, who the Amar Lael, ain't poschin. So there must be two versions of Rav Asi. Who the Asal Kameh de Rabbi Elazar. Amalei, Boyes Nadur. He said to him, Boyes Nadur. What does bar's nadir mean?
You still want your
nadir to be in effect? Amale, ilu lo maragzin li, lo be'inon klum. Had I not been angry when I made the nadir, I wouldn't have made that nadir. In other words, I have charata. Amale, tehei, kidaboyas, your nadir's gone. Hahi itzis, there was a woman, da darta librate. She made a neder against her own daughter. Afilu kamed Rav Yochanan, came in front of Rav Yochanan, Amalei, said, Ilu havayadat, listen to this, Ilu havayadat, had you known, de amiran, da amaran, magiras chalea, that the neighbors would talk about you, that the neighbors would say, de bratech, about your daughter, Ilu lo chamaz ba ema, milin da aziva, bichdi lo nadarta. In other words, the neighbors are saying, why did the mother make a neder against the daughter? The daughter must have done some terrible thing. Who knows what she did that the mother's making a neder against her own daughter? She must be such a bad girl.
The mother lost
it. What?
No, the answer is the mother lost it.
So how many times do mothers make nedarim against their daughters even when they lose it? The answer is very few. So this girl must have, who knows what she did. And the rumor starts, right? And then you never know. And she turns out to be some who knows what. So, would you have made such a neder? Amalela, of course not. Vishayre, and they undid it. What's that called? That's what? That's not charata. That's Pesach. Had you known what would have occurred, the consequences, the ramifications, I never would have made that. Charata means I regret it now. So it's very, very.
Inside.
What?
There's always an Indian of charata in it. It has to be. Because otherwise, you're not being
mocked. Right. So they're almost the same thing. Charata and Pesach are very similar. They're very similar. And then he says Charata Meikara. What's Charata Meikara? Same thing as his Pesach, basically.
What was your mindset at the time you made the
nether? Right.
What was your mindset when you made the
nether? Right. So the mindset, what does Charata mean? Charata means I was angry. What does Pesach mean? I didn't think it through. I didn't think it through. Had you known people with the rumors about you, I would never. Yeah, I was angry at her. Yeah, okay, fine. She came home late. She missed her curfew. But she's a good girl. I never would have made a nether. Had I known, they're going to start talking about her. I never would have done that. Okay, if that's the case, then we matter it. The point is, there's a machlokes how you view nedarim. Is it Pesach or is it Charata? Okay? All right,
but
so we'll stop. What? Right. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a lovely day.